The Organized Crime Department of the Czech Police has reported that police in Switzerland have arrested fugitive Czech businessman Tomáš Pitra. Mr. Pitra has been on the run since 2007 when he failed to report to prison after being convicted of tax offenses. An international warrant was issued and Czech detectives learned of his whereabouts on Monday. Swiss police, however, were unable to definitively reveal his identity until Wednesday afternoon. Earlier this year, the 39-year-old businessman received another 6-year sentence in absentia for fraud and mismanagement of property that caused damage exceeding 700 million crowns to a number of state-controlled companies. The daily Mladá Fronta Dnes says it has uncovered the details of a case of Russian espionage that may have resulted in the resignation of 3 Czech generals. Citing anonymous sources, the paper says that a psychologist employed by the Czech prison service was in fact a Russian agent and used his acquaintance with a female major in the Czech army to acquire information about 3 army generals whose office she ran. The paper based its investigation on this year's military intelligence report, which states that Czech counter-espionage had identified and eliminated an infiltration of the army command by Russian military intelligence the year before, as it attempted to gather sensitive information. The paper notes that the 3 Czech generals in question resigned within 6 months of the alleged agent leaving his own position in September of last year, and surmises that a recent break-in at the offices of the Army General Staff may have been related. A new poll by the agency Focus suggests that a third of Czechs are satisfied with the composition of the coalition government. According to the poll, 32% of respondents have a positive perception of the government's personnel makeup, while 21% have a negative perception. Respondents were also asked about their expectations of the new government, to which a majority said they expect reductions of the state debt and unemployment rates, as well as less misuse of social welfare. In sports news, football Sparta Prague defeated Lech Poznan 1-0 on Tuesday evening in the first leg of their Champions League third-round qualifier. The win gives them a slender advantage when they face their opponents in the second leg in Poland. Sparta's Erik Brabec scored the game's lone goal with 12 minutes remaining after Libor Sionko set up a cross leading to the strike. Ahead of the match, security was heightened to prevent any clashes between Sparta fans and visiting Polish rowdies. There were only a few minor incidents. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy to cloudy, with scattered showers and daytime temperatures of around 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.